good afternoon, and thank you very much for being here with us today. Today is Gimel Teves, Tafshin Pei Gimel, December 27th, 2022. I want to wish a heartfelt happy birthday to my mother-in-law, Mrs. Zemel. Mrs. Zemel, she should live many, many years with Simcha and Nachas. Thank you for everything you do and for being who you are, Ima. Today we're up to in the Orach HaTzadikim in Shar HaSimcha. He is discussing a person who has bitachon, what the person will not do. The bitachon will stop a person from doing the following. Lo yiyapeh lahem hasheker. If a person really trusts in Hashem, he will not beautify falsehood to people. Well, what does that mean? He won't try to make attractive to others things that are not true or things that aren't Torahdic. Meaning, if I trust totally in Hashem, for example, I won't try to butter up anybody or to flatter them and to make it look like what they're doing is okay if what they're doing is not okay. And then we talked about Chanufa last time. And I won't portray anything that's wrong as if it's right in order to be on their good side. Because if I'm trying to do things to be on people's good side when it's not called for according to Halacha, then in whom am I trusting? I'm trusting in people. I'm trusting in people's friendships. I'm not supposed to place my trust in people. I can love people and have close relationships with people. I can even depend on them to a degree, but we're not supposed to be trusting in them. So if I trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will not be miyapeh lahem hasheker. I won't try to portray something that's false or against Torah as if it's okay. Kamosha Omar HaNavi, it's like the prophet said, Yeshaya Perek Nun Pasuk Zayin. What does the Navi say in Yeshaya? Vashem Elokim Yazorli. I'm positive that Hashem is the Almighty God, Yazorli, He will help me. He'll assist me. Al-Kain, therefore, since Hashem will certainly be in my assistance, Lo Nichlamti, I have not been embarrassed. I haven't been humiliated. I will not take it into account anything that I do that's according to the Ratzon Hashem, Hashem's will. Al-Kain, Samti Fonai Kachalamish. When I go and speak to people, if I have to speak the truth, I have placed my face like a hard stone, like a flint, chalomish, va'eda, and I have known, you see, the va is with a komat, so it's past tense, as opposed to ve'eda would be, I will know. It doesn't make that much of a difference in this context, but it's worthy to look at the conjugations, va'eda, and I have known in the past, and I will always know, of course, ki lo ebosh, that I will not be embarrassed, I won't be ashamed. So that means that to a degree, the bitachon in Hashem will prevent us from being embarrassed and ashamed when we're doing the right thing. And we will not be full of trepidation regarding how people will react. As long as we're doing the Ratzon Hashem, we march forward and we do the Ratzon Hashem. Habateach be'elokim, the Orach HaTzadikim tells us, the one who trusts in Hashem, yivienu habitachon, the trust will bring that person, lefanos libo, to clean out, to clear out his heart, to clear out his emotions, me'inyonei ha'olam, from matters of the world, from mundane distractions and concerns, li'yached atzmo, to dedicate himself, to devote himself, li'inyonei ha'torah v'ha'avoda, to matters of Torah and service of Hashem. Let's digest it for a moment. There is a very pertinent analogy, and we've talked about it in the Mesillas Yesharim, but we're learning a different text now, the Orach HaTzadikim. But he is definitely echoing the same idea that the Mesillas Yesharim said centuries later, at least many, many decades, if not centuries later, that there's something called lefanos libo. It's to clear out a person's heart. Do you perhaps ever drink Keurig coffee? It helps a lot to wake up in the morning. Baruch Hashem, there's such a thing. Well, anyway, if you have a Keurig, there's something called descaling, I'm sure you're familiar with. What is descaling? It's to cleanse the apparatus. It's an important part of cleaning. Now, I'm quoting to you one of the places that advises you to do this. It removes calcium deposits, or scale, quote-unquote, that can build up inside a coffee maker, or over time, a coffee maker over time. Either, I guess, immediately or over time, but probably it's very gradual. If left unattended, these buildups can hinder your brewer's performance. Buildups of pessimism and depression and anxiety can hinder your brewer's performance. What's my brewer? I brew thoughts. I process experiences. I synthesize ingredients of my encounters, and I come up with conclusions, and I come up with my approaches to life and how I'll react next time. If I don't descale, if I don't once in a while, actually more than once in a while, pretty consistently, try to cleanse and to wipe and to scour and to scrub my thought process from negativity, then it builds up and it gets harder later on and the process is longer. But of course, it's always a good time to do it. What am I talking about here? The Sifrei Musar, based on the Torah Sheba Ksav and Torah Sheba Peh, are telling us that we are supposed to engage in the life's work of Avodas Hamidos, to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, to work on our Midos, and to constantly be trying to get in the proper thought process. And how does one do that? Well, we've already said before, it has a lot to do with how we react to things. Just our reactions. When that same person who annoyed me yesterday, pushed my buttons, says the same thing to me today, I have the right, I have the ownership, and I have the need to work on my reaction and to not think negatively and to also not act negatively. And I can descale my machine, my emotional apparatus, from all that buildup, from all the deposits of negative thoughts that I have, and I can keep the mitzvos of the Torah by working on my midos. And that's how we push forward. We constantly work. You might say, well, I did it. I descaled it already yesterday. Yeah, but the Gemara Sukkah says, B'chol yom yitzro sha'adam mishadesh alav. B'chol yom yitzro sha'adam misgaber alav. M'vakish la'amiso. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives us a daily challenge. So if I descaled, if I scrubbed and washed and cleansed yesterday my midos, I have to keep working. Oh, yeah, we certainly achieve new heights. And we move up from those heights, new plateaus, new ascents, but it's a constant process. It's Avodas Hamidos. That's what Hashem wants us to work on. It's Yiras Shemayim. So the Aruch HaTzadikim says, it's Lefanos Libo, to cleanse, Panuya or Panayim, in someone who's free, someone who's open. We want to open our hearts from all those deposits that weigh us down. And we also mentioned the muscle to a device, like when you have a recording device or a phone, when there's too much data, when there's too much on that device, what happens to it? Of course, we all know that it slows down. It gets bogged down. It doesn't perform as well. So both the Mesiros Yesharim and the Aruch HaTzadikim used a lashon that has to do with lefanos. It's a lashon of cleansing ourselves and freeing up space in my emotions, freeing up space in my mind, in my brain, in my neshama, that I can move forward with vigor and with energy in Avodas Hashem. I can develop a positive thought pattern. It's not easy and it's not fast. It's a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly labor of love. And I'm just going to review one thing that we did a few times over our many gatherings, Baruch Hashem, and it has to do with a positive thought pattern. Remember, the Aruch HaTzadikim said that if we have bitachon, we're able to clear ourselves out of all the unwanted matter, which is those thoughts that bog us down, the anxiety. And we know that it says in Mishlei, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yudalid, and you already heard it if you've been with us, but it always bears repetition. I'm doing it for myself. Ruach ish yachalkel machalehu. A person's spirit, a person's emotions will support him through his illness. It looks like the word yachalkel machalehu will support his illness, but the Mefarshim explained, it means, it's the way of Torah Sheba Ksav, to be very concise, it will actually sustain and see a person through his illness, chas v'shalom, that he's suffering. But a spirit of sadness or fear or depression, who will be able to bear such a situation? It's the Graz Pshat that's so popular and bears so much repetition. We're going to review it again. It's about the third time within the last 27 Vod gatherings. It could always be repeated. Ruach Ish, listen to the Vilna Gaon's Lashon. Maybe you didn't hear it the first couple times. Kamoshe Pirashnu Lamaila, like we explained above, says the Vilna Gaon in the Gra on Mishlei, Shasimcha Ba Al Yedei HaRuach, that joy comes to a person because of the person's spirit, the person's attitude. That means that a person can control to a great degree, perhaps totally, his or her attitude and his approach. I have ownership of how I view things. And a lot of it is determined by my actual reaction, which will change my insides. The Zehu Ruach Ish. And the Vilna Gaon says, this is what it means. The spirit of a person, the person's resolve, the person's ambition, the person's perseverance. Kisha Ish Tamid Besimcha, Zuck the Vilna Gaon. When the person is constantly in a joyous state, and he can work on that. He will be able to somehow support himself through his illness. Listen to the Lashon. The Vilna Gaon explains, even if an illness will come on the person, like the Vilna Gaon, he has to explain that. What does it mean to be machalkel his illness? With the person's joy, the person is able to actually nullify, to do away with, to pulverize that illness. I've spoken to a mental health professional about it as a consult for this, a psychiatrist, and also to an emergency room physician. So I spoke to someone who's an expert in mental health and someone who's an expert in internal medicine in the emergency room in a hospital. They both told me that, yes, there are medical interventions, of course, that are necessary. Of course there's medicine. Of course there's treatment. Of course there's intervention. But, and I will quote that emergency room physician, he said, a person, and people have been known to literally dissolve, get rid of tumors. Doesn't happen every single time. Because of their simcha, he told it to me, he's a physician. And from the mental health professional, I was also told a lot of the therapy has to do with the person's attitude. And the person can improve his or her situation so much by rethinking and by adapting a new way of thinking. Of course, as we said before, there's a lot that's necessary. There's therapy and there's medicine. But sometimes, and to a great degree, it's in the person's lap. The person can do it. But a person who has a ruach necheya, what does that mean? Behu itzavon, I'm reading the Vilna Gaon, which is sadness or depression. If the person allows himself or herself to fall into the clutches of depression, and there's another version in this version of the Gra and Mishlei in the note at the bottom. It's either itzavon, which is sadness, which can pull the person down, or hu ruach yira, it's fear, it's anxiety, it's trepidation. Shehu itzavon, which is synonymous to a degree with depression, mi sa'ena, mi yachol lisa esos. Who would be able to bear, to carry such a thing, to be able to really come through okay? Hopefully the person comes through okay. But what does this show us? People say, oh, I'll do the Torah and mitzvot, I'll get rewarded after 120 years. Well, hold on a second. I will do the Torah and mitzvot, and I'll get rewarded now, because I'll get better. And you might say, well, it's not perfect. What do you mean? I was besimcha, I worked on my mood, my attitude, and I'm not totally healed. Yeah, but imagine how it would be if we didn't do that. It's not perfect necessarily right away. It certainly can help. It only can help. It's only better. So why not do something that's going to only be better for myself? So I have ownership, I am allowed, and I need to work on my positive attitude. And that's the phanos libo, my device, my brewer, my apparatus, my machinery, my emotional machinery can work so much better if I will internalize the lessons of positivity and simcha. The Aruch HaSadikim continues. Mitzarech Adam Lachkor Hadeos. And a person needs to research, to look into the ideas, the philosophies, the thought patterns, hamachzikos eslibo, that strengthen the person's heart, liyos bevitachon shalim belokim, to be in a full, perfect trust in Hashem. Now again, I'm using the word perfect. I would want to thank my wife of many years who taught me a great term, because I'm a perfectionist. She said, listen, I want to tell you how to be perfect. You need to be perfectly imperfect, and that's what you have to strive for. We have to be happy with imperfection. It's a human condition. We have to always be working on getting better and improving. If we want perfection, we expect it, then we're going to be disappointed because we are still human beings. But I can be perfectly trying to be more perfect. And that's what you can't ask more from a human being. And when I didn't try hard enough, okay, so fine. Now I will try harder. We have to look up and look forward, look ahead. What so much to do. There's so much we can gain all the time from life. And from Torah and mitzvot. So the Orchos Ezekiel continues. He says, these are the deos. These are the thoughts and ideas. We have to, he says, lachkor. It's an Indian of research. It's an Indian of exploration. I can be an explorer. I can be a researcher and look into, okay, what are the ideas that can be used to strengthen my bitachon? Machshav Rishona, the first thought, sheyeda bidia brura, that one should know with clear awareness, kiho Elokim merachem al ha'adam, that Hashem has compassion and mercy on a person, yoser mikol merachem, more than any compassionate person, more than anyone who has mercy. Because sometimes we think, well, why wasn't that person nice to me? Why wasn't that relative compassionate? Why were they not in a good mood? We have to realize they're a human being. The Ribono Shel Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merachem Al Adam Yoser Mikol Merachem. He's the one who has the epitome of mercy and compassion and pity on us. And he's really the only one who can always have pity and always does. V'hu Mashkiach Olav Baseser U'Bagoloi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach. He's looking over the person. You know, English is a funny language. We shouldn't mix up to look over someone with overlooking someone. Isn't that funny? Hashem is not overlooking us. He's looking over us. He's mashkiach alav. Hashem is supervising the person. Baseser u'bagolei. I'm sitting here right now learning from a sefer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supervising me. It's a mashkiach tamidi. Constantly looking, watching, kavayancho, constantly involved. I'll quote my father-in-law. Hashem is micromanaging our affairs. What a splendid terminology. Thanks, Abba. He says that many times. Hashem is micromanaging. Often it has a negative connotation. But I want hashgacha pratis from Hashem. And that's what we have. And that's called mashkiach halav. It's hashgacha, baseter v'agoloi. Just like if you go to an affair. I used to be in kashrus. For an OU caterer in Muncie for several years, people would come in the kitchen. They want to feel better about what they're eating. So it's an affair, you know, 400, 500 people, fancy OU caterer. People come in and say, I want to talk to the mashgiach. I say, I raise my hand, that's me. And he asks me questions and interviews us. One time Rabbi Ganak came in. I had no idea it was Rabbi Ganak. He looked like a young kolo guy. He came in, he asked what we did. How do we kosher the steam kettles? How do we kosher the ovens, et cetera, the counters? And I'm thinking to myself, oh, yeah, he's a cold old guy. I'm totally relaxed, nice young guy. He walks out, and the mashgiach with me, the senior mashgiach, Rabbi Reuben, said, do you know who that was? I said, no, like probably a cold old guy. He said, no, that was Rabbi Ganak, the head of the OU. The point is, though, people want to know that the hashgacha is dependable, that there's good supervision. When there's a lot of stuff going on, very complicated, especially in those kitchens, we used to kosher non-kosher kitchens, we koshered hotel kitchens, we koshered the windows on the world, in the World Trade Center, on the 107th floor. That was a restaurant. There is non-kosher and kosher in there, and we have to make sure that the kosher stays with the kosher. For that, you need hashgacha tamidis. When things are complicated, we need constant supervision. Very, very specific supervision. We need to be micromanaged. Well, that's what we are privileged to have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a lot going on with us. It's extremely complicated. All the things we go through in life. Mashkiach olav baseter uvagole. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach. Hashem is a mashkiach tamidi. No mashkiach on any kitchen can compare to the Ribono Shel Olam. The mashkiach tamidi. Baseter uvagole. Whether we're in private or we're in public. Hashem is always watching over me. If only I'd remember that every second. If only I would keep it in mind, I would have zero anxiety. Zero. Because I'm going to do what I'm able to do. Hashem's watching me. It's a reality. This is beautiful because, again, it frees me up, frees up my device, it frees my brewer, my processor, from thoughts of anxiety. It's an instant descaling process. I have nothing to worry about. I will just move forward and do avodas Hashem. I'll learn. I'll do chesed. I'll spend time with my family. Torah mitzvot. Nothing to worry about. Hashem is the mashkiach. Nothing to worry about. What about those times that the person does not protect himself as he should have? You know, there are times where you mess up. You know, you slip up a little bit. What about that one? Hashem has mercy on the person. And he guards him from evil encounters. A few weeks ago at Havdalah, we're making Havdalah, and the side of the matchbook is a little worn out. So the matches weren't lighting so well. So I decided, let me apply a little more force. So I dropped the match, and half of the match disappeared. I said, all right, I guess that was another dud. The match broke, and it didn't work. But then I said to myself, I'm only holding the bottom half of the match. The top half, you know, the one that gets lit, I don't know where it is. I look around, I look down, oh, it's sitting on my lap. The only funny part of it was, is that it was burning. So I just swatted it away, and that was the end of that. Baruch Hashem. Let's think about that for a second. That's what we call Shomer Psoyim Hashem. As the Or HaSadikim quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, that Hashem guards the fool. I tried my best. I really wasn't being careless. No, I was just trying to light a match. And Uba'es Shehu Eino Shomer Atmo Karoi, at the time that a person is not protecting himself as well as he should, not necessarily being so foolhardy or careless, but maybe a little bit. Baruch Hashem, Hashem still has mercy on the person. The Shomer Osem and Apagoyim, and guards them from evil encounters and from catastrophes and disasters. Ka'inyan Shanemar, like it says in Tehillim, Kuftes Zayin Vav in Hallel, Shomer Ptoyim Hashem, Hashem guards fools. And that's at the time. Why is he called a fool? Because he wasn't protecting himself sufficiently. Can I really be on top of everything, every second of every day of the year, of my whole life? Oh, I'm always going to be careful. I'm always protecting myself. No, I'm a human being. I'm not going to be able to do that. So then who's going to take over? Who's going to fill in for me? It's the Ribono Shel Olam insurance policy. That's what it is. It's called Shomer Psoyim Hashem. And I'm sure that many of you with halakhic minds are thinking about what the Gemara says. Even the Dasha Bei Rabim Shomer Psoyim Hashem. There's a whole halakhic concept. It's many, many shiurim. It's so much in the Gemara and the Poskim that sometimes people do certain things that human beings enjoy. It's a created for people to partake of Hashem's world, but there are some people that it's harmful to those people, that type of thing. Yes, it applies to many foods. And of course, we're not getting into the halakhic realm. Certain food that we eat, for some people, those foods could be harmful. There are some people who eat salt, and they end up having hypertension. So those people are told by their physician or their nutritionist or both that they shouldn't eat too much sodium. What about a common person eating things that have salt in it? What about that? Oh, so then we have a rule that if I'm in good health, I don't have to worry. I shouldn't worry about what might happen because we have a rule called Kiba Dedoshe Be'rabim. Since many people have tread on it, and this is articulated in the postkim, it's something that Hashem created for the enjoyment and the partaking of human beings, like let's say salt. Dashu Be'rabim, many people tread on it, and they do that type of action. They partake of it. Shomer Psoyim Hashem. Hashem guards the unaware, the fools, from it hurting them. So you might say, where do we apply this? We can apply it to certain foods. I had the zechus to be the waiter for one of the Gedolei Ador when I was in Camp Manavu, when I was a teenager. His name is Rav Shraga Feivel Cohen, the Badei HaShulchan, Rav Feivel Cohen. Anybody in the halacha world knows about him. He's written many sperm, the Badei HaShulchan. He wrote Das Cohen on Eruvin. And I asked him certain questions when I was his waiter, and one of them was about eating these certain foods. Later saw it in an Igros Moshe. He said, the Chafetz Chaim ate salt. That's the lesson he said to me. Because Kivan Dedosha Be'rabim Shomer Psoyim Hashem. We're not doing a halachic shir on that concept. I think we get the idea. But the Or HaTzadikim only quotes the Pasuk part of it, which is Shomer Psoyim Hashem. I shouldn't say to myself, remember we talked about Pachat? I shouldn't say, I have pachad, I'm mafchid, I'm worried, what's going to happen? What if I don't protect myself properly? I'm trying the best I can. I'm not being careless. But on the other hand, there are times that I missed something. Shomer Psoyim Hashem. We have an insurance policy. Hashem guards the fools, people who don't guard themselves properly all the time. Again, we're not allowed to engage in activities that are dangerous. He's going to talk about that later. Well, what's dangerous and what's not? Emir Tashem, we're going to get to it later. Hamachshava Hashniya, what about the second thought that a person needs to have? Asher kol hatovos hamagios elav, all the favors and good things that come to a person. Think of something good that happened to us today. I'm going to think of something good. Oh yeah, there was a delicious food, a delicious experience, a wonderful encounter. All those favors, hamagios elav, that come to a person from relatives, may aviv, from one's father, umeimo, and from one's mother, the echav, and his brothers and sisters, Ukrovov and his relatives, Bereov. There are many, many favors we get. There's chesed we receive. We are benefiting from other people doing chesed to us. Hakol me'eis Hashem yisparachu. That is all from Hashem. Let's reflect on it for a minute. Think about a relative. Who's the relative who does the most for you? There are relatives who do so much for us. Where is it coming from? Where do they get that ability? Is it emanating and originating in those relatives and their abilities? No, it doesn't emanate from them. It doesn't originate with them. It's from Hashem. Yes, they need to be credited, and they need to be thanked and cherished, and there has to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But bottom line is, they're empowered only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Elohim Shluchei HaMakom Baruch Hu. These are the agents of Hashem. So we have to reflect on this right now. Did we just deflate the level, the caliber of chesed that our relatives do for us? Like, oh, so I don't really need to have so much hakaras atov to my relatives because they're just messengers of Hashem. No. He's not trying to. What's the Aruch HaTzadikim trying to tell us? Of course we have to have hakaras atov. We certainly have to. But we have to realize that the power, the energy that our relatives have to help us, to be kind to us, to smile at us, that's only given to them by Hashem. That means that if they ever fail us or they disappoint us, don't blame them. Don't blame anyone. Attribute it to Hashem. Because Hashem said he's not going to send that chesed through them. So if I've ever been disappointed by a relative, and most children, their parents seem to disappoint them. Most parents, their children seem to disappoint them. But we should stop right there and say that's not the people disappointing us. No blame. The blame game is not to be played. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends favors and chesed and benefits through people. And those people who are conduits for that chesed, they deserve gratitude. They deserve affection. They deserve our dedication and devotion. But if they don't come through for us, they should not be faulted. We have to look straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Ribono Shel Olam, if this is not the shliach who can help me, this is not the agent, please, I still need help from you. Whoever it's going to be, whatever it's going to be, please, I still need help. But they are shluchim, and therefore we cannot ever blame people for their shortcomings. Of course, there's a lot more to say about that. People do have free choice, and that's incredibly complex. Yes, of course, people sometimes fail, and it is their fault. But ultimately, we have to realize that their energizer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how the chesed comes to us. So when they're good to us, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the wonderful relatives I have, for all the chesed that they always do for us. And finally, we'll end with one more thought, Hashlishis, the third thought. And the Aruch HaTzadikim said, these are the deos, these are the ideas that are supposed to strengthen our bitachon. Sheyed, that one has to know, shekol hatovos hei mechas tehu elokim, that all the favors a person receives are from Hashem's kindnesses, his benevolence, lo shehu ra'oy lechach. A person shouldn't think that he's worthy for what he gets, because then there's also another pitfall. If I'm getting it because I'm worthy, oh, then I'll think if I'm not worthy, I won't get Hashem's chesed anymore because I fell short, I failed, or I wasn't so perfect today. No. It's really not because I necessarily deserve it. The Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu meitiv lo mipnei shehu tzarech lo. And Hashem does not do chesed to a person because Hashem needs the person. Hashem does not need us. So why is Hashem doing chesed to us? Why did he create us? Why does he sustain us? Why does he see us through every day? Ach nedava v'chesed. It's a kindness from Hashem. It's nedava means like a free will offering. It's a pledge. It's something that's not required from Hashem. Hashem has no requirements. He does it as a chesed. So how bountifully grateful we are to Hashem for his chesed that he does for us. These first three thoughts will strengthen our bitachon in Hashem. We said that the first one was that Hashem has more compassion than any compassionate being. And then the second thought was that everything that comes to us from all relatives are really coming from Hashem, and these are agents of Hashem. And finally, Hashem doesn't need us and we don't deserve the chesed. It's because Hashem is so kind and benevolent and generous to us. And that's why we receive so much chesed from Hashem. Hopefully these deos will in fact be machzikos, eslibos, strengthen the person's heart to have steadfast, firm, unshaking bitachon in Hashem. And Emet Hashem will continue next time with the Orach HaTzaddikim listing the deos, the different ideas that we have to embody and we have to entertain in our minds that can strengthen our bitachon in Hashem. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful week.